All right, first, ladies and gentlemen, let me share a little bit about what will be coming up this weekend. I mentioned, well, two things. Saturday, I would love for you to join me when I bring back a discussion that I had with Dr. Lisa Firestone, psychologist, who was letting us know how we can go about the business of cleaning up on the inside, not of our houses, but of ourselves, our personalities, so that we can be in better position to have good intimate relationships. She will be our guest this Saturday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lisa Firestone. Sunday at 1, I'm going to continue our examination of Christians and bewitchment. I don't know if there really is such a word as bewitchment. Well, there is now because I just said it again. Bewitchment. We're going to be taking a look at whether or not Christians can be bewitched in the 21st century. Are we advanced enough that as Christians we cannot be bewitched? And this is what I'll be doing. For the benefit of everyone who is not able to listen to the Sunday broadcast due to attendance at our very, very important worship services, I'll be broadcasting the exact same thing on Wednesday, February 15th. So what I'll be broadcasting on Sunday, the first hour of this Sunday, the 12th, I will also broadcast on Wednesday, the 15th, so that you can hear it then as well. I decided to do that until we get caught up with the whole issue of having the links on our sites that will enable you to hear everything at your leisure. Just click on the link, boom, at your leisure. Be able to hear that out. We're also going to take a look at how you can stay on your feet. Staying on your feet, that's something that is going to be especially geared towards our senior citizens. Staying on your feet. I'm going to talk about that next Friday, beginning at 1 o'clock. So, again, by Monday morning, at the latest, hopefully, Monday morning, we'll have the entire list of guests and topics up so that you can join us. And so that way, if you're not able to be with us every day, the full time that is running, you can maybe choose those that you most want to hear and try to listen in on those days. All right. So right now we're taking a look a little bit further, just a few more minutes here, at how we can go about the business of improving our relations, strengthening our connection with our children, despite the fact that we have bad days. When we're looking at our children, letting them know, first of all, we are not super people, and we're not trying to be. We're not trying to be super mom. We're not trying to be super dad. We experience stress. We recognize that, and we acknowledge that. We have bad days. We fess up. But sometimes our children can add to that stress, and it is a good idea to let them know that. Let them know in the right ways that sometimes some of the things they're doing are contributing to our stress. And if they will make some adjustments, if they will make some changes, they can help contribute to the peace that everyone wants to experience. Yeah, because you think about it, if we're having a bad day, they contribute to that, they add to it, upset us even more, and we react the wrong way, go off on them, we're all tense, we're all stressed. So when they're buying into what we're asking them to do to help us out, the results are good for everyone. And the children learn a lot from that. They learn how to manage themselves. They learn how to empathize. Because remember, you're pointing out to them what you're going through. And you're not trying to have a pity party and ask them to join you in a pity party. That's messed up. No, you're simply saying, you know what? I'm having a bad day. This is what's happening. And part of it is self-inflicted. I haven't been getting enough sleep. I haven't been eating properly. I haven't been doing this. I have been doing that. And that action has caused me to experience more stress. Taking ownership, taking responsibility for what you do to contribute to your own stress. That is such a valuable lesson to teach our children. And you're teaching them to empathize. Not pity, but empathize. And how to ask for what they need in a respectful way, because you, as a grown parent, are respectfully asking the child to give you what you need from them. And a lot of children will conclude, hey, if my father, if my mother, who they know, they never forget, you're older than them, they never forget, you're the grown-up, all of that's on their minds. And if this person, my parent, my father, my mother, who is much older than I am, or older than I am, can show me that kind of respect, then I can show them that kind of respect and other people as well. Kids sense when we're disconnected and stressed, and they act out. So often, by hugging them, you empower them to come back to being their best selves. Sometimes they'll forget, and they'll, you know, start pushing your buttons again, but they'll do less of that than usual. And if you remind them, and sometimes don't even wait until you're stressed to go to them again and repeat, hey, look, I'm going through this again. I really need your help. Sometimes, while there is no drama, inwardly or outwardly, go to them and say, hey, you know what? Things were really working well the other day or the other week when we were doing this for each other so that there was less stress and more peace in the house. Let's do that again and try to head off some of the drama, or at least head off some of the increase to the drama. You're taking responsibility for your own irritability so they don't feel like they're being bad people because they're just acting like kids. Later, each time you find yourself starting to raise your voice, you can stop. You can drop what you're doing. Breathe. Apologize again. And go through the same thing. Sweetie, I need to be more quiet right now. What's a good solution? Can you go outside to play this game? Or maybe it's raining hard out there. Can you find something else to do in here that will keep you entertained? What else would you like to do? What if you find yourself routinely irritable? The doctor recommends that you take a vow of celibacy. We've heard of the vow of celibacy, and we're not going to be sexually active at all. Well, here's a vow of celibacy. We're not going to yell at all and make a family commitment to a respectful tone. Agree on a hand signal for anyone in the family to use when your tone is less than respectful. You might want to ask them to let you do the same. Make this a reciprocal deal. Hey, you know what? Your tone isn't sounding so good always, and so should we use the same hand signal for you? Yeah, make this a family affair all the way around. As soon as you notice your tone, just stop and say, oops. Let me try this over. Let's all breathe together 10 times. Start all over. Okay, this is what I meant to say. And, of course, if you're irritable every day, that's a sign you need to change something in your life. Get whatever support you need to do that. It is a good idea to feel good emotionally and mentally as well as physically. So whatever you can do to make life better for yourself, whatever practical steps you can take, whatever ethical steps you can take, and remember, it is truly a good thing ethically to look out for your well-being. Do that. See if we can make that home environment a beautiful environment. Make the atmosphere there a beautiful one, a peaceful atmosphere that benefits everyone there. Be right back.